and welcome to the June 2022 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. I'll just change the music here because... This is a Platinum Jubilee special. So editor David Potten is sitting here waving a union flag. I will hand you over to him to introduce this recording.
Hello, Tim. This is the 99th edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk, and I thought of buying everyone an ice cream. But it's too cold outside, so I don't think that would be a good idea. We should apologise to listeners, because you're going to be hearing this after the Jubilee public holiday on June the 2nd. However, the print edition of this month's Let's Talk only hit the streets last Friday, so we could not have got this to you any earlier. We have our full regular team here for this recording: Alison Applin, Dorothy Sneasby, Neil Haverson and Tony Stimpson are all here. Angie Kennedy, the Let's Talk All editor, is also with us, and she's going to read the editorial. It was written by her co-editor, Terry Redhead, as is often the case. Hello, Angie.
Perhaps, like us, there has been one significant constant throughout your life, outside of your immediate family, of course. Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, was already our Queen when we were born, and that was a long time ago. It's hard to imagine that one day someone else will take over her role. But now we have the chance to celebrate and say thank you to our Queen as the Platinum Jubilee draws near. There's bound to be an event near you, organised so that you and everyone else in your community can get together and mark the occasion in the right way. We know many of our readers will be enjoying the coverage of the Platinum Jubilee weekend at home, from June the 2nd to the 5th. So here at Let's Talk, we thought we'd invite you all to join in with us having a cuppa with the Queen, as you'll hear about in this issue. During that weekend, we'd love you all to dust off your best teacup and saucer and pour yourself a nice cup of tea. Maybe you'd like to invite a neighbour or a friend around too. And we would be delighted if you could take a photo of yourself enjoying a cuppa and send it to us so we can include it in the Let's Talk printed magazine. The Collins English Dictionary defines patriotic thus: someone who is patriotic loves their country and feels very loyal towards it. Clearly, that's true. But most of us feel as much loyalty and patriotism to the Queen herself as we do to our country. It's much more of a personal relationship rather than just chest thumping for good old England and Great Britain. We are particularly fortunate in this part of the world to feel very close to Her Majesty because of Norfolk's royal connections with Sandringham, where she recently chose to celebrate her 96th birthday. It would be difficult to try to put into words the value that she has brought to the country, the leadership that she's shown, the loyalty and self-service she has given, and the endless work and duty that she's provided for her country and her citizens over the past 70 years. Through times of hardship as a nation, she's been there. Through times of personal hardship, she's maintained a stoic dignity that enabled her to continue her duty like no other. Through our jobs as journalists, we've been fortunate to see the Queen many times. For my colleague Terry, well, that's mostly at Royal Ascot, his favourite sporting occasion of the year. Her Majesty seldom misses a day at the course for the royal meeting. Terry tells us he scurries off to a little spot that he knows where the carriages, after their drive along the straight mile of Ascot Racecourse from the Windsor Gates to the parade ring, can be seen at close quarters, and where he always gets a bird's eye view of the event's most notable patron. It's always a pleasure to bow his head and then enjoy the rapturous applause as the Queen takes up her position in the royal box. We all hope she's well enough to attend again this year's event in mid-June. I'm sure that many of you, our listeners, will have your own memories. So cherish them. Enjoy the Platinum Jubilee celebrations. And don't forget, join with us and enjoy a cuppa with the Queen.
Thank you, Angie. We'll be hearing more about raising a cuppa in a moment. But there are plenty of other articles on the Jubilee theme as well. David Clayton reflects on the Queen's coronation. Jimmy Tarbuck remembers meeting the Queen. And we will hear about musicals released in 1953. In addition, we're going to have stories about a food museum, roses, postcodes, and cordless mowers.